Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, yeah, social networking. You can hit me up on the Smooth Drama group. You can ask myself on Facebook, by the way. You can ask myself or Mr. J to get you into the Facebook group. Smooth Drama. Looks up. Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, that's us. We will holler at you. You can go to the website, smoothdrama.com. I'm promising some big changes coming this summer. Not only will there be a regular blog, but also we're going to have a Smooth Drama video game. Y'all ain't ready. Anyway, you can email us questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, because I, of course, love hearing from you. Because that's the part that gets me going. I mean, because sometimes I think I do it so that we can have a voice. I mean, it's not just about me having a voice. It's about a voice for all people who look like me and think like me. Trying to make sense in the world that's trying not to. So, I've told you how you can get at me. Please do. I would love to hear from you. In the meantime, in between time, let's start the show. Lamar Odom, he's come out with his book. Woo. All right, so he wrote a book, and so he comes out and he's like, yep, I had sex with 2,000 plus women. It wasn't a big deal. And he goes into all this stuff. And he says, sex triggered his cocaine abuse. I'm trying to figure that one out. So was it, you know, the sex? Is he like, because he says he's still an addict, though drug free. So the sex made him want to do cocaine. I'm like, I've had a lot of sex in my life, and I've never wanted to do cocaine. It just never came up. Like, you know what? You know, like mid-stroke, like, man, I wonder how this would be if I was snorting cocaine. No, it didn't happen. But I guess to each his boat. So he said, yeah, it's not a big deal, and I'll agree with him. I'm like, yeah, so we're going to brag about having sex some more. I mean, I was appalled when Superhead did it. And I never thought it was that big of a deal. It's like, oh, she sucked all his dick. And now Lamar Odom's like, yeah, I got a lot of pussy. I'm not impressed. I don't really care if you had sex. I would like to think that, yeah, you're a functioning adult. You had sex. Good for you, homie. We're writing books about having sex. Is that what we're reading books for now? To like, oh, how many bodies did Lamar own? He's like, too many strippers to count. Well, alrighty then. I've been enlightened now, and so my world is a better place because Lamar Odom had sex with over 2,000 women.
Right. Good talk.
All right. Guess I can just stop the show now. I said all that was important. I don't need to say nothing else, right? But you know I am. Actually, there's a Danish politician, Joachim B. Olsen. It's a name, right? Joachim B. Olsen is running. He's a member of the center-right liberal alliance. And so he advertised for, you know, a spot. You know, he's a candidate in the general election. He put it up on Pornhub. And I'm like, okay. I see what he's doing. It's like, well, you know what? People who watch porn, they vote too. But I'm going to guess, I'm going to take a slight guess that people weren't really paying attention to who was running for office on the porn site. So I've heard, I can't confirm or deny, that on porn sites, on the side, there may be some sex ads just on the side playing in the videos, whatnot. Not that I know for sure, but yeah, that part right there, it could have happened, maybe. And so, I don't know. Have you really paid real attention to the ads? Anybody who went to a porn site, you ever just like, you know what? Those are some really good ads on the side. I may have to check this out after I rub a couple of them out, right? I'm just like, yeah, Johan, that Joachim, my bad. Joachim, Johan, whatever. That sounds like a good idea in theory. You know what? Millions of people go to porn sites. And so all the people in Denmark who go to porn sites, vote for me, Joachim Olsen. I watch porn too. Is that a slogan that you want to use?
I mean,
you know, in light of what we got happening now in politics, I'm not so sure if that wouldn't, like, be a good idea, right? Where you just come out and say, hey, my name is whatever the hell your name is, and I watch porn. I support porn. And if you support porn, you should vote for me, because I will make sure that there's a porn channel and it's 24/7, 365 a year. I mean, I know they call that the Playboy channel, whatnot, but I'm just saying, you just have a platform. Unlike the Australia sex party, the homegirls Fiona and them, but you would just talk about issues that matter to people who are sexual. Like, you know what? If you're polyamorous, we're gonna uphold polyamorous rights. Poly rights. Can I get a platform? Polyamory, weed. What else? What else can we do that's very popular on the underground? We can put out and win. Cause I'm thinking, I'm not ready now, but maybe 2024, I'm a rough president. Like, you know what? By then, maybe I'll have like a year where I've watched porn
And so when they look at my history online, there's just no porn there. And maybe I could run president. No. Anyway, I'm talking stupid. Yeah. Running for anything is like no. But I'm just going to walk away from this whole conversation because it don't make sense. Anyway, speaking of not making sense, Prague Zoo. There's a new exhibit that takes a look at doo-doo from extinct animals as well as doo-doo from modern-day creatures. Yeah, the new permanent, and it's a permanent exhibit on the world of animal excrement. It displays information and samples of every, extinct animal. Fossils, coralites, they just have all kinds of doo-doo. I'm like, is it that bad in Prague? Where in Prague, you're like, you know what? We're going to make an exhibit about doo-doo. And people go see it like, oh my God. I mean, you imagine calling up your homie, your girlfriend, like, hey. What you doing this weekend? Oh, not chilling. Hey, you want to go to the Prague Zoo? I hear they got this new exhibit on poop. What? Oh my goodness. What time you want to go? Ooh, people in Prague, y'all. That's the next level. That's that ghetto boy's next level of the game. Prague. Doo-doo exhibit. Got to see it. Like, if I ever go to Prague, like, and it's permanent, it's going to be there, so I don't have to rush. I can take my time and get to Prague and then just go see it. I'll post it on Instagram for y'all. We'll be on the gram taking pictures with poop. Yeah, that'll happen. Y'all hold y'all breath, because it's going to come real soon. Yeah. Anyway. When I'm talking about that tomfoolery, I guess I should just go into the dumbass of the week. All right. Dumbass of the week. CVS. Why is CBS the dumbass of the week? Well, Michael Weatherly, who's accused of sexual harassment, they're defending their decision to renew his drama, Bull, by noting that, hey, he's a father. They said that his co-star, Eliza Dushku, claimed that he regularly harassed her on the set by making cruel and aggressive comments about sex, rape, and her appearance in front of cast and crew members. She reached a $9.5 million settlement with the network after she was written out of the show for what she believe was retaliation for speaking out about his alleged misconduct. And so obviously she was right, because she won $9.5 million. And to top it off, CBS defends putting that show back on, saying, well, hey, he couldn't have sexually harassed her. He's the father. This is about the dumbest
Whoo, that's the defense right there. Like, hey, I didn't assault her. I'm a father. Is that all we got to say now? It's like, no, I'm not assaulting people. I'm a father. CBS. Y'all special. So that show, Bull. So obviously, everything about that show is bull. Figuratively speaking, the fact that they come out with this.
Woo! They paid 9.5. I mean, do people actually watch that show? I forgot. You know, you see commercials while you're watching other shows. They have a commercial about a show. But I'm like, apparently people watch it. But, yeah. Yep. That's what it is. You can just say he's a great father. That's why he didn't harass anybody. That's where we're at. I need a break. Cause I was just stupid for no reason whatsoever. He's no good. He's a good guy because he's a father. All right. Well, there you go. So, I'm going to break and get my nepotism off. This is Clay Creation. Cute.
Niggas think that shit is cute, man. Shit ain't. I'm in tune with the infinite. Me and money getting intimate. West Coast be the best coast. You might be lame if you ain't feeling it. Beats and rhymes, I be killing it. Stripping sauce, man, I'm spilling it. Make them say, oh, like I'm Canada. Niggas can mess with the stamina. I walk around with a bad one. They watching my bae like I'm Pamela. Flow colder than Russia. When you with God, it can't touch you. Shotgun, it can't rush us. We don't play, please trust us. Heard that boy took a long walk. Family never got justice. God level nigga that can walk on the sun. I write poems with pot. I have ciphers with puns. Got a message from Malcolm. I've been praying with Martin. Got these devils on notice. They don't know what I'm starting, man. Shit ain't cute. Motherfucker, this is what we do. Yeah. Niggas thinking shit is cute, man. Shit ain't cute. Yeah. Motherfucker, this is what we do. Still in the future like I'm designing. God level clothing, I'm the designer. Trying to open up a wing joint. Blackwashing my spring point. Went from mannequin to Vader. Just a shock on my haters. Nigga, we major. Nigga, we major. With a little gold and a pager. Everything that we wager. All fell in our favor. In your ear, kicking flavor. I'm the hip-hop savior. Y'all talking likes and I'm talking figures. Whole talk way I rock, nigga. Stove top way I'm hot, nigga. Just a chip off the block, nigga. Niggas be moving foul, that's the technical. No squares where I'm at, boy. I keep my whole team symmetrical. Have some friends, I can let them go. I don't compensate with capital. Keep it tabs like a browser. I'm a boss like Bowser. Produce all of my trousers. Man, I just heard your new shit. I had to put it on mute. All I do is tell the truth. Niggas think this shit is. Yeah. Niggas thinking shit is cute, man. Shit ain't.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation. Cute. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, talking about stuff that ain't cute. E Streets
out here. Bay Area, and I'm guessing all throughout the nation, just jacked up streets. I mean, you hear news about potholes, just crazy potholes. Matter of fact, they were talking about how they were going to allocate a few billion dollars to rebuilding the infrastructure and trying to get these streets and other bridges together. I know here in the Bay Area in particular, there's a couple of bridges that, like, the rocks, just pieces of concrete was just falling, like hitting cars and just falling in the road from the top of the bridge. San Francisco and the Richmond Bridge. And you're like, wow, it's kind of crazy, right? you think you could be driving and, you know, it just fall on you. That's the scariest thing going when you start talking about the roads falling apart and the potholes, flat tires, and all that. I mean, you have to avoid that. You're trying to avoid a pothole and end up getting into a car wreck. Or if you don't, you can blow out a tire and get a car wreck. It's just insane out here. So, what's happening? You know, because people are incurring severe car damage. There are a couple of Oakland residents who they're like doing their superhero work, and so in the middle of the night, they dubbed themselves the Pothole Vigilantes, and they're on Instagram showing off their work. They're the Pothole Vigilantes. You look them up on Instagram, they're on there. They patch potholes in the middle of the night. They started, I guess their first post was April 21st, and so they've just been all over the neighborhood fixing potholes. Now, to me, they are some superheroes, right? Because, one, they out here doing a real public service. Now, I mean, because we watch the superhero movies and we talk about superheroes beating up the bad guys, punching criminals, whatnot. But saving the maintenance on my car and saving me some tire damage, damn it. We give a shout out, super shout out to these to the pothole vigilantes. Whoever the hell you are the greatest guys. And I salute you. Y'all gangster. That's real gangster. In the middle of the night, they just fix a pothole. And I don't even need to say nothing else. So and I know Brown Sugar, who's not with us tonight, she always says, hey, you should talk about some positivity. So you know what? This is the positivity. Pothole vigilantes. No more potholes in my lawn. Then I can go back to talking about this stuff that's really happening out here in these streets. For example, China. China is striking back. What are we talking about here? President Trump, he imposed some tariffs. It's a tariff war, right? A trade war. And so, of course, China was like, well, we're going to impose some tariffs too. So Donald Trump, he warns that, hey, I'm putting these tariffs out, and y'all better not retaliate. Now, you think about that for a second. He's like, look, we're going to put these tariffs on your things, and I dare you to retaliate, Donald Trump. And so what China did, It's like, all right, well, we're going to set import tariffs, and it is ranging from 5% to 25% on, like, over 5,000 U.S. products on a target list worth about $60 billion. Says the tariffs will take effect on June 1st. And so after he, and this came 2 hours after Trump warned that, hey, you better not retaliate. And so China said, hey, we'll never surrender to external pressure. And so global equities fell sharply on Monday. You know, stock market fell about 1,000 points. So I don't think it's going to get any better. Because this started when Trump, on Friday, hiked the tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, saying that China had reneged on earlier commitments made during months of trade negotiation. And so, yeah. Now, I myself kind of root for it. Now, some people say, what? It's not patriotic. I'm like, well, it's not about patriotism. I'm like, I'm trying to buy a house. And so when you're talking about buying a house, getting some property, and the fact that right now the ridiculous prices out there with these in the marketplace, it is not a buyer's market. It is a seller's market. So in order for things to come back to normal, we need your president to stay with his foolishness. And so his foolishness is telling China, the new big bad, because I guess the United States is trying to like stem the tide, like, you know what? Mm-mm. Y'all ain't gangster, we gangster. But it's like, you know, it's that old gangster not seeing the handwriting on the wall that the new gangster is about to take over and you know, take them out. This is what China's doing, the United States here. And so stock market's kind of falling a little bit. Prices going to fall down here. And I'll be able to afford a home. It's a real simple thing here. I know it doesn't sound patriotic or whatnot, whatever y'all want to call it, but I don't care. I'm trying to get mine. That's capitalism. I'm going to capitalize on the system. Anyway, in the meantime, in between time, Walmart, they came out with a statement like, increased tariffs will increase prices for customers. So, you know, Macy's CEO said Wednesday that President Trump's latest threat to expand tariffs to $300 billion in consumer goods from China was not contemplated when Macy's set its annual earnings goals. So, in order to reach those goals, you're going to pay for your stuff, Macy's and Walmart in particular. So, clothing and furniture to bicycles and food. So, pretty much anything that's made in China, which is, guesstimate about 70-80% of what we do, all of that stuff is about to go up. So those tariffs start on June 1st. So it is May 16th. I shouldn't be dating the show, but I'm dating the show. It's May 16th. So guess what? You got a couple weeks left to go shopping. Because after this, price is going to hike. If they haven't already snuck it up just because they're like, you know what, price is going to go up anyway, so we might as well just handle it. Let's just handle it. We just going to raise the prices on these suckers. Like right now, we're going to charge these mark-ass busters, punk-ass tricks. So, and Brett Biggs from Walmart, he's the executive vice president and CFO. He told the Wall Street analyst during an earnings call Thursday that they have mitigation strategies that have been in place for months. But increased tariffs will increase prices for customers. That is their mitigation strategy. He just didn't want to say that, but it's kind of what it is. The price is going to go up. We're not going to take the hit. You guys are. You're welcome. Yeah. So there's that. It's awesome, right? Can't wait to be a part of price hikes. It's kind of low key what we're looking to do, right? Also what we're looking to do. So as we talked about last show, in Colorado they decriminalized mushrooms. You know, the hallucinogen that make you think regular people are demons, whatnot. Oh, whatever the hell you see when you're high on mushrooms. That stuff was decriminalized. So they wouldn't have to put decent suburbians in jail for mushroom use or possession. So basically, you can possess mushrooms so long as it's not enough to make a massive drug deal. And you won't get any time or anything. So, New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, they announced the reintroduction of the Marijuana Freedom and Opportunity Act, which would remove marijuana from the Controlled Substance Act. You know, because they come out and they say, yeah, we've seen with medical use, the states are working. Some of the states have already legalized and it's working well there. So what we're saying is very simple. Let each state do what it wants. There's not going to be the heavy hand of the federal government telling you you can't. So basically what they're talking about is decriminalizing weed at the federal level. And so if states want to go about criminalizing black folks, fine. It's going to be at that state. And so you'll have folks just doing it in another state. Even though I'm just going to take a guess that, hey, if you get it decriminalized at the federal level, it will just fall down on the state level. The only problem I have with it is the fact that won't get no justice for those who've been put in jail for weed charges. Like, will their sentences be retroactively commuted if this happens? Or are they going to say the whole state's right? Because we need them black bodies in jail. I mean, those people off the streets, because as we know, the marijuana folks, they're so much more violent than any other drug users, abusers, right? So we're talking about what? How many drunk drivers have we witnessed in our time? Not that I'm endorsing marijuana or anything like that. I'm just saying, from what I've seen, I have not yet heard of that overabundance of marijuana incidents where they're just out there driving, they're just running people over. Now, don't get me wrong, operating a vehicle while high on weed is not advised. It is never encouraged. But I don't think that they get to the car in time. It's like, because most of them folks, they've already went and got something to eat. Or most people I see, they just sit in their car and smoke, and then they'll just like fall asleep. I mean, because you drive around, and I mean, here in the Bay Area, I can drive around, and either you see them walking and smoking, or they're sitting in their car and they're smoking. That's kind of it. I've never really felt all that fearful of people smoking weed in the car or smoking weed walking. I just haven't seen them attacks. Now the drunk folks, yeah, they're scary. But I'm just saying. I hope that this Marijuana Freedom and Opportunity Act passes and that it could spread like wildfire throughout the United States. So it'd be something, since we're being kinder and gentler to people on mushrooms, hallucinogens, we surely can be nicer to people who are on marijuana. It's just a thought. I mean, don't be a hater like our hater of the week here.
Hate. I hate you.
So, the hater of the week. It's like, wow. This woman, I don't even know how you start this. This woman named Brennan, she smothered her mother and went to the store, got herself some vodka and her mother a bottle of gin, and she placed it next to her. Now, this is how crazy this is, right? So, Holly Brennan is her name. And so, she called the police. Hey, my name is Holly and I need police here. And then she called a second time and said, hey, I killed my mom. And when the police asked how her mama died, she said, I smothered her. And now the crazy part is she threatened to kill her mama on at least two occasions. Once in a Facebook post, which later led to her arrest, and again in 2018. And she had sought treatment. But, She detailed her actions in an interview. She said she pushed her mama onto the bed, climbed on top of her, and pressed the pillow to her face. She said she decided to kill her mother a few minutes before doing so. So she's facing a charge of second-degree murder. Yeah. Threatened to kill mama a couple years back on Facebook. Like, you know what? How do you post that on Facebook? Like, hey, I'm going to kill my mama. I want the whole world to know. I'm like, what? Why is the mother living with her? I mean, should not mom have been removed from the home if she's threatening to kill her mother on Facebook? Then threaten to kill her again, and then finally call the police a year later, and hey, I killed her. Goes to the store, right? Goes to the store and gets her a bottle of vodka and gin for her mama. Yeah. Now we say she's crazy. Yeah, that goes without saying. I think anybody who kills someone and it wasn't self-defense, you kind of crazy. You touched. Because if you're not defending you and yours, what reason do you really have to kill someone? That's the rub, right? And so, to kill your own mother, smother her, right? Then go to the store, get some vodka for you and some gin for her. Like, you know what? I need this vodka because I killed my mother. Yeah, it's obvious that she's crazy. There's a chemical imbalance there, but still, that's just horrible. And Holly, you're my hater of the week. And I hope that you get treated correctly when you're in jail. All right. Well, that was a good time right there. That was a real good time. We're going to go on break here. This is Run the Jewels. Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
We showed up, you masses, big masses, the murder asses. Lift up our glasses and watch your pounces burn the ashes. Fucking fascist, who the fuck are you to get 50 lashes? All cause I'm motivated, simulated, never smoke simulated, happy and burning hashes. Killer, killer, diddle with them like this, kill them, get them, hit them, gotta shot them and flip the matches. Woo! I'm the man, bitch, got big ideas, got plans to roll. In the Rothschild, living in Bill Gates in the voting yard. Yeah, I said I'm in it. I ain't flinching it. March on internet. Run through a motherfucker face like internet. Internet domain imminent. We the preeminent. Killing this, winning this, sitting this. Ready, raw rap shit. Rhyme ridiculous. Enemy brave, he digging it. Dear, we pissing it. Up, go to hell, we pinning it. Get it.
Hey kid, I'm the fucking kid for holding no regard for no fucking myth. Hey, I live half my life to give half a cat to these half men. Hey, they got half a heart to give half a fuck, they got half the gun. Woo! I got half an hour, burn half a pound, and I have to run. Killers of the earth get dirt. You do not get one word. You do not live for the hurt. Even you niggas up there. Never all kicked to the curb. That is my word. Back to the biz, that time I dip. No win for the kid, that shit, I got curves. In the biz, they rip. I'm a bit so sick with the clock, just the whip word. Like stepping out, bro. Can't stand the scope. In the booth, but this road, like tenor back post on a play date. Better call Mayday. Maybe I pray I'm an AK. Get played and played it. Serving stamp meat, stay in the table. Chain of Abel. Set the punish. Running through to make that rush crisis. Hey, kid.
Where I can back when I earth attack, parking at. Got birds on that, they van, they go, make a nice ahead. Like a hammer blow, you insect. How was a fast like insect? I'm an insect, I'm insect, like payday. On a Thursday, and it's Wednesday, the Wednesday, you bullshit, you menstruate. That pussy all in your template. We say that on, I'm 28. Get girl crown, like every day. Go around the jewels and every day. I tell a mic, quit, tell a mic. Why they all see you with LP? My fuck, my team, okay, yeah, bitch, no big, no problem.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Run the Jewels. Hey, kids. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, a few things here. You know, there's always those things that you can't do while being black. It's always defined for us on a daily basis. But I ain't gonna talk about that right now. I'm gonna talk about the Do-Rag Fest. There's a Do-Rag Festival in North Carolina. It's an exhibition for Juneteenth, and it highlights do-rags. Yep. Do-Rag Fest. So their explanation is, Do-Rag Fest was born out of the necessity to own our narrative in a way that uplifts the community economically and honestly, Black Twitter. Hashtag Do-Rag History Week was one of the few memes on Twitter that couldn't be appropriated for other cultures to use. It was just so black. Plus, wave culture was on the rise with college do-rag days and the like. There was already a do-rag culture on the internet. We just applied it to create an experience. Because, yeah, nothing says black culture and, you know, writing your own narrative like do-rags. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, I could go into this narrative, like, why? Why have we sunken so low and we're celebrating do-rag? We got a whole, it's part of Juneteenth. You know what? Let's throw these do-rags out there, because that's where it's at. But I'm gonna roll with the positive. Like, you know what? There's black folks coming together, and if we coming together under the flag of do-rag, you know what? I'm gonna rock with it. I'm not gonna show up in North Carolina for do-rag fest. Unfortunately, I'll probably be scratching my balls somewhere, but I will be there in spirit. You know, because hey, if we coming together under the flag of do-rag, I'm not gonna try to stop it. I'm gonna ride the wave. I'm gonna ride the wave. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. So if y'all are interested, I can't remember the date, and not that I'm dissing, but it wasn't quite important enough for me to look it up. So, I'm sure if you look up Do-Rag Fest, if you wanna go hang out and wear your do-rag all weekend, whatnot, there's a place for you. It's in North Carolina. Yeah. All right. Juneteenth, Do-Rag Fest. Whoa! Yeah! Matter of fact, that's what we're doing now. All right. So anyway, now I'm getting into something that really matters to me. You know, that talking about the things that you can't do while being black.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So what is that shit that is happening again? Well, there was a black man who police, it was a video. Police tried to arrest him in his own yard after misidentifying him. So, you know, they're like, well, hey, your name is whatever the hell they said it was. And he's like, yeah, that's not my name. And so the brother is like, you don't know my name, so how can you tell me I have a warrant in Louisiana? Is the dude in Houston, right? He just keeps hollering, like, hey, Dude's name is Clarence Evans in his own front yard. And so police tried to arrest him after mistaking him for a different black man who allegedly had an arrest out for his warrant. Because there's nothing that says criminal like hanging out in your front yard playing with your kids. And so the deputy, of course he's a white man, calling him by a different name, saying, there's an arrest out for his warrant. He's like, for what? You don't even know my name, so how can you tell me I have a warrant in Louisiana? And so the officer calls him Quentin. He's like, my name ain't Quentin. And the officer asked him to show him my identification. He's like, no, I'm not going to be the next person you kill. Black person, by the way. Later adding, I'm not going to let you put me in handcuffs. You're in my yard on my property. And you know, the police officer he's like shaking. So he's like, sir, I don't want you touching me while you're shaking. You need to step back and calm down. And then the other officer pulls up and, you know, gets the officer's phone out of his vehicle, and they show the brother the picture of the man they're looking for. And he's like, and the officer says, I quote, doesn't that look a lot like you? And of course he's like, no, that don't look like me. He said, because I got dreads and I'm black, that's me. Because y'all know, every black person, you know, if you have a certain hairstyle, y'all look alike, right? So, I guess, if I'm going to tie that in at the Do-Rag Festival, if you go to the Do-Rag Festival, make sure that you have multicolored do-rags, because then, just in case they're like, hey, you look like such and such, and they had a gold do-rag on, you like, but nah, I only got red ones, so it wasn't me. I'm just saying, protect you, make sure you got multicolored do-rags. So just in case you're like, nah, I ain't even got no purple ones. Mine is green, homie. Yellow on mine. Just saying. And just in case you thought, oh, that's the only thing that you can't do while being black, you know, playing with your kids in front of your house. Well, Colorado police officer, he resigned after pulling the gun on a black man picking up trash in front of his house. Yep. You can't pick up trash at your house. You're a black man. So, Officer John Smiley, punk-ass bitch, mark-ass buster. Hoe-ass, punk-ass bitch, John Smiley. I don't feel like I'm insulting him enough. Anyway, punk-ass bitch, hoe-ass, mark-ass, buster-ass, John Smiley. Confronted Zade Atkinson. He resigned, by the way, before they can conclude the investigation. So since he resigned, he's not going to get suspended and he ain't going to get charged. But anyway, he confronted the brother, who's a student at Narapo University, on the patio of his apartment. What is he doing? He's holding a bucket and a metal trash grabber. Because, you know, buckets and metal trash grabbers are weapons of mass destruction. And if you're holding one of those, man, I don't know. You can mess some stuff up real easy. Real easy. Anyway, I digress. So he pulled his firearm while homie's holding a bucket and a metal trash grabber and asked him if he was permitted to be at the location. He shows him his school identification and told him he lived there. And so he detained him for further investigation. And so, of course, brother is frustrated because, hey man, I'm just picking up trash in front of my house. And so he called for backup, saying that he was being uncooperative and unwilling to put down a blunt object. And so the other officers arrived on the scene, and they left after determining that Atkinson had a right to be on the property. Like, yeah, he's got the right to pick up trash in front of his house. Correct call. Good for you, other officers. Glad that y'all didn't come in shooting. So, accentuating on the positive, hey, the other officers didn't come in and say, hey, you got a metal trash grabber, we got to shoot you. That's a win. Right? But think, punk ass bitch, mark ass buster, crab ass, supersonic, bitch ass, bitch made, oh, cracker ass cracker, John Smiley. And I still feel like it's not enough, but anyway. He rode with that. He actually called backup on a dude picking up trash. So, you know, black man, can't play with your kids in the front yard of your house, you'll get arrested for a warrant in the whole other state, and you can't pick up trash in front of your house because we don't know if you have the right to be there in front of your house. Sauce. So just in case you wanted to know what you can't do as a black man, it's another thing. No picking up trash in front of your house and no playing with your kids. Because obviously, and that's what startled. That I'm guessing the policeman, he just drove by, and just the fact that a black fatherhood was just too much for him. Too much for him, right? Like, you know what? Black men don't play with their kids. That just can't be happening. So you got a warrant. Because it's traumatizing. Yep, just traumatizing. I mean, I'm guessing that his head almost exploded. Like, you are with your kids. And then the other cop is like, what, you trying to be clean? You trying to be environmentally sound? What's wrong with you, son? You're tripping. So it just goes to show you the expectations for black folks is really low. The bar is really low. Playing with your kids, that's just impossible. And cleaning up after yourselves, it just, y'all don't do that normally. So, gotta arrest you. Anyway, that is the show. Thank you all for listening. I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from? Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth.